The Late Stone Age, the Neolithic Revolution. It was in Asia Minor that, for the first time, groups of wandering tribes began raising animals, with the intent of using them as a food source. Gradually, the domestic animals we know today developed from this small beginning: cattle, pigs, sheep, and goats. The hunters of yore had turned to livestock farming.
And fruit and plant gatherers became tillers of the fields. Before they could sow the fields and reap the crops, they had to become sedentary. Permanent dwellings and entire villages began to sprout up everywhere. The diorama on the left is devoted to a village founded by some of the very first sedentary settlers in Çatalhöyük, Turkey. It dates back to the time around the year 7300 BC.
From the 8th millennium BC, the new way of life spread to Central Europe. Herdsmen from Asia Minor took their cattle across the Bosporus, which may have been a solid land isthmus back then, or they crossed the Mediterranean by ship. Making use of such rivers as the Danube, the Elbe, the Zala, and the Unstrut, they wandered further north and mingled with the native population. It was probably by the year 5500 BC that the first farmers and herdsmen began settling in Thuringia.
The transition from a way of life oriented towards hunting, fishing, and the gathering of fruit and plants to one based on food production was an important step in the development of human society. However, these earliest farmers were not yet capable of using metal to make the tools they needed. Thus it is that today we call this phase the Late Stone Age, the Neolithic period.